So I hope you know this part. I hope you've marked it on your calendar. We run VBS from June 18th through the 22nd. We're going to hold classes again for children age 3 who are potty trained through going into 7th grade. So I've already heard this question once and I want to address it. So what if you have a child that's going to turn 3 a week or two after VBS is over? Well, my response to you then is talk to Kathy Brady because she's the one running that class. So talk to her if you fall right in that in-between spot, okay? As well, if you have a child who is younger than that or is 3 and not potty trained, you are encouraged to have them in the nursery for our time there as well. We begin at 9 a.m. We close at 12 p.m. Nothing new there. And as well, we ask all helpers, if you can, to be here by 8:30, especially if you're working registration, but really for every area, we ask that you're here at 8:30. All helpers, again, are going to be given a lanyard that you'll wear throughout the week. So we just ask you to put Mr., Mrs., Ms., and then whatever you want to be called for that week. If you want to be called Mr. Wilson, great. If you want to be called Miss Sharon or Mrs. Wilson, either one, whatever you want to go with, just put it right there on your name tag. So then, let's grab those packets that you have, and we're going to start talking about some new things that we have here for the year. And I want to make sure I go through everything well, but I want to make sure that I'm respectful of your time and brief as well. Go to your packet on the, just a couple pages in, you'll see a volunteer list. Now this volunteer list is going to look a whole lot different than it has previously if you've served with us. That's because we're trying as best as we can to address good problems. Now what are good problems? Good problems are last year having 45 kids in first grade. Now, I love Jody Moore. She did a wonderful, wonderful job. She never complained one time about all those kids in first grade, but I can't do that to her again. There's no way I can do that to her again. So what we're going to do this year that's different then is we're going to split grades up, especially for the younger grades, not as really as much or if at all for the older kids. But we're going to split them up in such a way that we can try to, as best we can, help control these things. So you're going to see different grades there. Now, you may be looking at this and saying, well, my role has already changed a little bit. Well, even since last night, since I've put that out, we've already had some people come to me and say, hey, can I switch over here? Can I do this over here? So this is as much as I have right now accurate as of 5 p.m., okay? Now, with this as well, you may have a little bit different of a role or something may switch a little bit, so I will send a finalized version out closer to the date. We're not quite there yet, but we're trying really hard. And as well, I want to thank so many people for signing up early. That really helps us plan. That really helps us put things together. But as we're looking at this then, the first thing that you're going to see are guides and helpers. So here's what that means. And well, even before I get to this, if you have any questions concerning certain areas, what I'm going to encourage you to do is look for the people who are bolded, okay? So you're not going to see any guides or helpers who are bolded. So my encouragement to you, guides and helpers, is to talk to one of three people, myself, Tracy Teedy, or Kathy Pierce, and we will be glad to answer all the questions that we can about you being a guide or a helper. If you have questions about crafts, it'll say Teresa Landrum, and it'll say Rachel Church. If you have questions about snacks, Sharon Wilson's your gal, and so on and so forth. So as we look at this then, a guide then leads a group of students from location to location. That is part one of your job as a guide. You're taking kids from one spot to another, all right? The second part is the most important part that you're going to be doing. And that is you're building a relationship with these kids and you're participating with them in each activity. You're going through VBS just like they are. Now, you're serving a different role in that you're taking them from place to place. And as you take them from place to place, you're focusing on making sure they're being behaved, that they're not talking to their neighbor, that they're doing all those things. But the key focus, the key point that you're doing is you are, as best as you can, seeking to establish a relationship with those kids, sharing the love of Christ with them. Then as well, you're going to see helpers, okay? Now, as you see helpers then, helpers are the ones who help the guides. So if you're a helper, your job is to be a servant not only to the kids, but to the guide as they lead everyone else around. Many of our helpers are our teens. There are some adults. Many of our guides are our adults, but there are some very responsible teens that we've put in that role as well. And I praise the Lord that we have all these positions filled, 18 different groups. We have them all filled except for two, and I think we're going to have those filled by the end of the night. So we really praise the Lord for that and thank everyone for signing up and signing up early for those things. So the helpers then assist the guides as they go from place to place. Now, you may be looking at that and saying, well, hold on a second, Brad. When I was a teacher last year, when I was a helper, we had 8 more people in our room. And I understand that. But several of those support people are going to be in the classrooms or wherever you're going to be heading. So we're just going to have to kind of get used to it a little bit, because really, the only time you're by yourself as a guide or with guides and helpers, the only time it's the two of you are as you're walking them down through the hallways. Throughout all the other stations, throughout all the other areas, there's going to be other people there to support and help you as well. So then that brings us to our teachers. So previously, as you know, teachers were in charge of leading the group, were in charge of basically doing everything with the classroom that they had. Now teachers have one sole job, and that is teaching. Teachers are teaching the same lesson 3 times through a different rotation. So if you're a teacher, and you'll see the list of teachers here in the rotations, that's what your focus is on teaching inside your classroom. All right, with that then, we also have a couple new roles as well. Craft time will no longer be done during the lesson time. Craft time is its own separate rotation. So Teresa, Rachel, and the other ladies that are listed there, their focus solely is on craft time. So if you're a teacher, all you're doing is teaching the lesson. You're not having anything to do with crafts at this point. That's the only time crafts will happen. All right, so before we get any further then, let me ask you this. Do you have any questions concerning new or different roles? Ken Kinzel, all the way in the back.
I don't see any first aid on here.
You don't see any first aid? Well, we'll get it on there. And I know that you and Jane Jacobs would love to be doing first aid again, so we will put you on there. Thank you, Ken. I'm going to write that down now so I don't forget it.
And Marilyn
Hintz, that's right. I think what I did was, I think I have that on another sheet. I just put, I didn't get it on this one, so that's my fault. Any other questions there? Joni?
Bring me to all of it.
Yes.
The preschool group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, so basically what we've done there is I'm going to have Kathy completely show you the ropes this year. Kathy couldn't be here tonight, but she's going to kind of walk you through it completely. She's done it. She knows exactly how to do it. Preschool is kind of its own animal, okay? So they kind of have their own schedule. So when we talk about rotations and those things, there's just a lot of classroom time. So however that's going to work best for you all. All right, any other questions on the different roles? Okay, let's keep rolling then. So this year, we're going to be doing something a little bit different in that we're not going to be having a closing program. We're not going to be having a closing carnival in the evening. What we're going to do is we're going to have the closing program on Friday. We're going to have it Friday we're going to have our brief closing rally, about 15 minutes. And then if you've been with us before, we take all the kids, we put them up all on the stage, they sing their songs, they do those things. We're going to do that then, beginning at 11:45. We're going to invite the parents and everyone in here. They can all hang out in the back and sit and watch and view, and we're just going to have that time as our closing. Now, we understand that that time is often, for many of the parents and people, that's their lunchtime, and that's when they're picking their kids up. So what we're going to do then is we will, instead of having a carnival, we'll provide a light lunch, something like 2 slices of pizza, a bottle of water, and a bag of chips for those parents and for those who are joining us. And then we will have our big pizza party at the end for the helpers and everyone as well. So you won't have to come back. There won't be any events on Friday evening. After the closing rally, after everything's over with, after we clean up, you're free to go. Nothing on Friday night at all. And if you're available then, I just heard somebody say woohoo in the back. Was that Mrs. Teedy? Yep, yeah, it was. With that as well, if you're a snack volunteer, if you're someone who is not really doing anything during the closing rally or those things, we'd encourage you to stick around then and help serving the food. We're probably going to have about 100 pizzas hanging out there, okay? So we'd encourage you to help with those things there that day. And we'll be sharing all this information through registration with the parents through where they give those take-home sheets and all that kind of stuff. So then, any questions about Friday night or anything there? All right, let's keep rolling. Let's just go through some quick helpful tips. Nothing that I don't think is going to shock you too much, but the first thing that I want to encourage you to do is to wear comfortable shoes that you can be active in each day. It's really hard to chase a second grader running around in a pair of flip-flops. I've seen some of you ladies do it. You do great with it, but I would encourage you to wear shoes that you can be active in, okay? Not only that, but I would encourage you to eat a good breakfast before you come so you have plenty of energy, because by the time the week is over, you are going to be tired. It's a draining, taxing week. As well, when you step out of your car each day, I want to encourage you to be ready to share the love of Christ with as many kids as you can each day. That's really what we're trying to do here. So then, we're going to get into our four P's then, or the four P's of Vacation Bible School. For any of you that remember my old buddy Mr. Perry, who likes to come and join us, who has done Vacation Bible School for many years, this is where I get this from. And this is going to be some old and some new information for VBS. So the first thing I want to encourage you to do then is to pray. Start praying now. Start praying for lost souls, both kids and their parents. Start praying for discipleship opportunities, for guides and helpers, as you spend time with those kids and really seek to love on them and build a relationship with them. Pray for a fun and productive week. As well, pray for a safe week, right? Praise the Lord. I can only speak for the last 4 years. I don't believe we've had any major injuries in that time, and I praise the Lord for that. And by the way, with all these PowerPoints and things, if you want to get a copy of this, here's a real easy way to do it. Send me an email, okay? And I will give you all the slides. Here's my email address, bharris@delawarebible.org. So bharris@the church website, okay? I will be glad to send you all of the slides and everything that we go through tonight. Just send me an email. You don't even have to put anything in there other than in your topic line, hey, send me the slides from VBS meeting. Pray for safety. Pray for effective follow-up after VBS is over. Again, we have so much information from these kids that we can then go back and visit them, give them a call, see how they're doing. What we've done each year, and we really saw it really work out well this last year, is that we sent the kids that came invitations then to Awana, invitations to youth group and those things. And I can speak for, at least on the Awana end, we saw many kids come throughout the year through that. So we have opportunities then to follow up with the kids, and really that we could be a light into the community through this opportunity. One of the things that I've been encouraged to see is that we've kind of built this Vacation Bible School culture here now, where people not only here within the church, but from the area are excited about it. They're calling us. They're saying, hey, when is that? They're asking. They want to be a part of it. So and pray that we could continue to be a light through this outreach ministry opportunity. So we got to pray, but secondly, we have to prepare. Begin preparing now. Now, I did not think to bring the list up with me, but we have a list of everyone who has a background check on file with the church. If you're serving in children's ministry in some way, I'm sure that you have one of these. But maybe you think to yourself, I can't remember the last time that I had mine filled out. Well, I will be available after this meeting is over. And as well, if we don't contact you about it, or if we don't get a hold of you tonight, I will make sure that we go back through and we will find out and make sure everyone's background check is on file before Vacation Bible School. Okay, so make sure that your background check is current. It only takes a minute to check. Call the church office, contact me, we'll look at the list and we'll see. Okay? Now, that's only if you're over 18. So if you're a teenager here, you don't have to have a background check, okay? As well, look at the volunteer list. I'm sure you've already done this. And look at where you're serving and who you're serving with, okay? Make sure that you know who you're serving with. Contact them and walk through what you're doing with them. We're going to do that here in a little bit through a breakout session. But just make sure that you're all on the same page. If you're a group, if you're a guide, contact your helper or your helpers and make sure you know what you're doing. Walk through every place you're going to be going, maybe the Sunday before VBS. Look at it and make sure you know where you're going and what you're doing. As well as you prepare, teachers, you're going to get your curriculums here during our breakout sessions. Look through them and begin the process of planning your lessons. If you have questions, contact us. But as well, and if you've taught last year, which I believe just about all of you have that are teaching, we're going to use those student guides again for second grade on up, those take-home sheets for the kids as well. And you'll get, and you'll focus a little bit more on that during your breakout sessions. As you prepare then, teachers, previously we shared rooms for many of our teachers. Okay, now we're not going to be able to share rooms because you're going to have a class constantly in there. So begin thinking now about how you would like to decorate your room. You can go to the Answers VBS website and find out some things. I'm not much of a Pinterest guy, but I hear there's all kinds of different stuff on there that you can check out. And we will reimburse you up to $35 per room for decoration costs. All we do is we ask that you turn your receipts in to me, and I will get you reimbursed, and you put your name on them as well, so we know who they are and where they're from. But all classroom decorating, we're going to have a big decoration day on a Saturday, and we'll get that here in here in a little bit, but all classroom decorating can be done the week before VBS. The building's going to be open all week, and teachers, it's really up to you on how much you want to decorate your room. Okay? Now, along with that, again, guides and helpers, get together. Look now at who's going to be in your group. Talk about how you're best going to handle things together as a group. And we'll talk about some of those specifics here in a little bit. Walk through the building. Begin really praying for your group and checking and praying about the kids who are going to be participating with you. Now, one of the things that we are really, really, really pushing is pre-registration. And here's one of the beauties of pre-registration. With this new format here, let's say that we get, as we did last year, a bubble of first graders. Okay, so what we the beauty of this this system is that if that really happens, instead of putting them all in one group, we can evenly distribute them in three different groups, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to evenly distribute them throughout. And we're basing these groups, or how many of each, really just based off of last year's numbers. So if you'll look, for example, there's 2 third grades and there's 4 fourth grades. Why is that? Because we had a bunch of third graders last year and we're expecting them to come back. But the beauty of this is we could change it, right? Let's say 3 days before we see, oh man, we got a bunch of fourth graders. I got to move some people up. Well, we can do that. And it's much easier than just adding another class and saying, hey, let's get a teacher last minute to teach this class. So with this, begin really praying about your group, but as well, we will do our best to get you a legitimate update of here's how many kids you can be expecting that don't that do pre-register beforehand. We're not going to know exactly, right? Because then we're still going to have kids the first day that come and pre-register, or that come and register. But I would encourage you then as well, as we're talking about planning, if you have children coming, pre-register them as soon as you can. It really helps us plan. Pre-registration is going to close Wednesday, 11:59 p.m. before VBS. That date is the 13th. Excellent. Thank you, Diane. Wednesday, the 13th of June at 11:59 p.m. As you're preparing then, if you're available, and you can mark this on your calendar as well if you like, June the 9th, it's a Saturday, from 1 to 5, we're just going to have an all-out decoration time here at the church. I'm going to be sending an email as well to many people in the congregation who said, hey, I can't really help, I'm working or something like that, but they want to help decorate. So if you can make that, it's June 9th, 1 to 5. And as well, near the back of your packet, I wanted to encourage several resources from Answers in Genesis, and one of the ones that I wanted to include there, it is the second to last article you're going to see there is Leading a Child to Christ. Let me encourage you to prepare by making sure you can lead a child to Christ. Because what's going to happen this year is going to be a little bit different in the classrooms. What the teachers will be encouraged to do then, we won't have a story time like we used to with me up here talking to the kids or something like that. So as a helper, as a guide, as whatever your role is, you may be asked then to lead a child to Christ that wants to make a decision. So my encouragement to you then is, we'll have some rooms, we'll have some quiet spaces where you can do that. Be prepared. Maybe even walk through it with a spouse, with a friend, with a family member, someone. Hey, this is how I'm going to share this here. Along with that as well, if you still just say, I'm not comfortable with that, well, then make sure you head to the commons, you head to the church office, and we will get someone that we will make sure we'll be able to lead that child to Christ. But let me encourage you now to prepare in making sure you know what to say and how to say it when that time comes. Along with that, as you're preparing, you can prepare by ordering a t-shirt. Now, let me say this. You are not required to have a t-shirt, but you're encouraged to have one. It's really cool when we have all the t-shirts around here with all the adults and all the kids. And if you really want a shirt, but you cannot afford one, there are people every year that come to me and say, I want to take care of some shirts for some kids or for some folks that can't afford them. We will make sure that you can get a t-shirt. But let me encourage you then to, if you would like, get a t-shirt. I'm going to show you, if you didn't already see them, the design of them. So these are the adult shirts here. And basically, how it's going to look is it's going to have this Adam look to it. And this is basically then, you know, the gospel message, right? You've got the cradle, you've got the cross, you've got the resurrection, and then you have Jesus ascended, the crown, right? And then it'll have the Time Lab logo below it. Now, if you were outside and you were signing up for a shirt, here's the thing about this. Here's the thing about those out there. It doesn't look purple. It looks blue there within on that printout, and that's just because that's how the copier purple looks blue on that thing. But it's a purple shirt. It looks more like this than that other one. It's called Purple Rush. It's a nice in between color. I think it's going to look really sharp. And then for the kids, oh, and this is the back. It'll have the verse: Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as well as our logo on the back. We have ordered more shirts than last year, and I'm sorry, there are no 4XL shirts available. So if that was your size for it, I know that we had some requests there last year. They do not make this shirt in that size. As well, then the kids will be, it's a Kelly green color, so it's a nice, it's a bright green, but it's not a neon green. With the shirts, the adult shirts then are 60% cotton, 40% polyester. This is a higher quality shirt than the ones that we did last year. Got reference to company, and I'm really, really encouraged by it. It's a comb cotton, so it's a really nice cotton. The kids' shirts are 100%, this is what they told me, it is 100% combed cotton fabric laundered for reduced shrinkage. I think that means pre-shrunk, but that's what they told me. So I'm not going to put the words pre-shrunk on there until that's verified, okay? But I think that's what that means, or at least as close to it as they can get. Some of the adults, I know that you've asked for the adult shirts and a youth large, a youth extra large. Those are the 100% cotton as well. So the youth sizes then are the 100% cotton. The adult sizes are the 60-40. All right. As well then, so we've prayed, you've prepared, and now let me encourage you to participate, right? Of course, you can participate by decorating, but you can help us by spreading the word. First and most importantly, you can do that in your own community, and we're going to encourage the rest of the church to do that as well, to look and pray for opportunities to invite your neighbors, to invite the little kids on the block, to invite people to join you for VBS for the week. I've already got the kid picked out. It's my little brother, the little brother, big brother program that I'm involved in that I'm going to encourage. And then I'm going to say as well to his grandmother, hey, I can bring him each day to VBS. So let me encourage you to invite kids, but as well encourage their parents, hey, can I bring them? Can they come with me? As we start at 9, they may not be able to get here in time. So let me encourage you then to encourage to give them a ride. And as well, within all of our literature, now we have not needed to use this the last several years, except in a case or two, But let me encourage you as well to tell them, hey, if you don't have a ride and you can't provide one, give us a call. We will get someone in the neighborhood to pick them up. Last year, we had a family come and do that. Lisa Cross brought in a boatload of kids from that simply because they called us and said, hey, we'd like to get a ride. As well, want to encourage you to join us for the outreach events that we're going to be doing to get the word out. The first one of which is going to be here in a few weeks at First Friday. Now, I'll give you a little bit of perspective on of the opportunities that we have at First Friday. Last month, as we did this, we handed out those balloons. We were able to hand out 550 balloons in about 3 hours. And I'll tell you the truth, June is a busier First Friday than May is every month. Okay, so first of all, let me encourage you, going back to prayer, pray that it doesn't rain, okay? Please pray that it doesn't rain. But as well, this is the big one where we have a game out there, we attract kids over, we hand them invitations, and with that, we have two booths there. We'll have all kinds of different stuff going. If you would like to participate in that, as several of you already have said you would like to, contact me. We would love to have you for it. Jeff Taylor is already building a ring toss game for it that we're going to have for the kids. They're going to look like time machines. It's going to be really fun. And you're encouraged to do that. It's the first Friday in June. We've already got two spots reserved for it. And our DCS friends are going to be in the spot right next to us. I don't have a date for this yet. We used to do this on Wednesday night, but I have found that I've got a team of older folks here at the church that love to stuff letters and have a fun time with one another while they do it. So I will send this out closer to the date, but if you're just looking for something to do for 3 hours during the day, what we do is I have a database of, we probably got over 400 kids in there now, of kids that have previously attended or are involved in Awana or are involved in some way that aren't Delaware Bible Church, that aren't Delaware Christian School, because all those kids have already gotten invitations as well, Awana kids have. That aren't any of those three groups. We send them all invitations in the mail. And that has been year after year when I put on the registration form, hey, how did you hear about our VBS? Year after year, how did you find out? Well, they mark, I got something in the mail about it. So if you would enjoy being a part of that, I mean, if we get a table in the conference room full of people doing that, it's actually quite a bit of fun. You look back at all the letters and you say, man, look at all we accomplished. Would encourage you to be a part of that. That will not be on a Wednesday night this year. That's going to be on another day. As well then, the Wednesday before, we'll do a neighborhood blitz. We'll do some canvassing. That's just the Wednesday before will be the one time that we do that. Would encourage you, we're going to focus mostly on these back homes around here, the ones really close to the church. All right. Any questions or anything that you would like to add as we have got through the first three P's so far of VBS? Prayer, preparing, and participation. Sharon Wilson.
Would the t-shirts be available by First Friday?
Yes, yes, excellent. Thank you for mentioning that. The t-shirts will be here by First Friday. I've already talked to the company. They're going to have them here before that. It's probably going to be that day or the day before, but they will be here so we can wear them at First Friday. I don't know if I'm going to pull my mad scientist costume out or not. It's going to depend on how warm it is, but we'll see. All right. Yes, Katie Lighting.
Your decoration
mm-hmm.
is the ninth.
Yes.
So it's like
over a week before. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, we got that date on there. Yes, so... Yeah, we didn't want to do it right before. So that's the reason why. Yes, it is a week before. Excellent. Yes, Ginger.
As we go from one station to the next, what groups have you been?
Yes, we'll get to that. We're going to do a walkthrough of the entire day of if you were in one of the groups. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. That's going to be one of our main focuses there because that's the big thing that's changed for sure. Yes, Bernice. Okay, yeah, she just sent me an email, so I'm going
to
put that in. But she sent me an email probably about a half hour before the meeting. I will put that on there. All right, let's go to our fourth P. Yes, participate. We shared that, and as well along with that, okay, I stole my thunder a little bit. I didn't get there quite soon enough, but this is the thing that I want to continue to emphasize time and time again. Pray during your way here, yes, but make sure that when you step out of your car, you are ready to share the love of Christ with these kids. For some of these kids, this is the only time they're going to be at church throughout the entire year. What an opportunity that we have from the moment they walk in the door to be able to love on them, to care for them, to encourage them. So then our fourth P then is pennies, but not really so much anymore. Let me explain that. Some of you, this is going to be a wonderful relief if you work in registration. All right? We are no longer going to be asking the kids to turn in their penny, their dollar bills for pennies. What we're going to do then, and we're not going to be collecting the money at the registration table, so all those big buckets are not going to be there now. We will still have the buckets, and they will be divvied by grade, but there will be a specific table that has them there. So if a child has money to give towards our project, what they're going to do, let's say it's a $5 bill, they will be able to go walk to their bucket, and they will be able to put it in there. Jelaine Van Gordon and Ray Jacobs are going to take care of overseeing that. It's going to be right near the T-shirt area, and as well, one thing I forgot to mention is, this year as well, we're going to sell the audio CDs of the songs that the kids are going to sing for $2 a piece, so the kids can sing along to the songs and really know them well. So we will be doing all that, and it'll be right next to that. So then what we'll do is we will still have the competition between the boys and the girls. We'll still do all that. It's simply going to be who brings in the most money. Okay, so it'll just be, we'll still do the scales up top, all right? It might be, the weight might be a little bit rigged, but we'll make it work, okay? If the girls bring in $50 and the boys bring in $100, the boys are going to win. And 4 years here and the boys have still never beat the girls, so I'm hoping they come for it this year. We'll see. They got close last year, but they didn't do it. So with that then, we're going to stick with a local outreach again this year. And as we gave some of our year-end thank offering money this year towards this project that's being worked on in the county, we're going to give the money that we give this year towards the Turning Point Domestic Violence Shelter, and that's being built really, I mean, right close to the fairground, less than 3 miles away. I think it's like 2.3 or 2.4 miles away. And we're going to give that towards supplying books, crafts, toys, and activity for their kids' activity area. Now, what I really want to do is I want to take a portion of that money, go down to Lifeway, and buy them children's storybook Bibles and all that kind of stuff and say, here's this stuff. You can buy the rest of the toys and that kind of stuff. Or really what I'd like to do is buy it all for them, and then we can kind of have some fun picking it out and all that kind of stuff. But we'll see what they let us do. But this is our opportunity then to support them in that way. And that's what all of our money this year is going to go towards, is a local mission here that we believe is going to help people, and it's going to give us some open doors as well. A few additional notes then before we get to scheduling. So here's our incentives this year. I'm sorry, I'm not eating any more worms. I'm done with that, all right? I literally have at least one kid every single week, I'm not kidding you, that still says to me, I can't believe you ate a worm. Every single week. I believe we had 276 kids last year. If we hit the 315 mark, I will get slimed this year out in front of all the kids in the mad scientist costume and the whole deal. I do not have a big weekly prize figured out yet. We've done bikes for several years. I want to do something other than bikes. We've done squirt guns. I want to do something other than squirt guns. I think if I get too many more squirt guns, then Max Witt's going to cry some more because his sisters keep winning them. So I don't want to do that anymore. I am looking for a great idea for that. One idea that I have is calling Magic Mountain and saying, this is how much we can donate for it. Can you give us a deal on some passes for kids? I don't know yet. We'll see what happens. If you have any great ideas, there's something science-related, that's something big for the kids, let me know, and we'll figure it out. As well, we will do dress-up day on Wednesday, so it's going to be dressed in your mad scientist, in your time lab outfit, and the kids will get some extra tickets for that. Okay, so as we're talking about tickets then, before we go any further then, I want to talk about some registration stuff. But before I do that, any more questions on the things that I just mentioned? Diane?
Not a question, just a comment.
Comment, yes. Maybe a pass to cosi. I like that. I'm going to write that down. That's a great idea. Okay. So what I would encourage you to do in your packet is I want you to turn, I'm sorry I don't have page numbers on this, past all the schedules to VBS registration. Okay, VBS registration. So if you look there, this is the form that all the kids are going to fill out. This is just for reference. And by the way, if you don't have a packet, there are some more there in the back. And we're going to have many extras printed out as well. If you lose yours in a couple weeks, we'll have them out in the commons. Here's what I want to encourage you to do with this. I want to encourage you to not give this to any kid whatsoever. I want to encourage you to tell them to pre-register online because it helps us out so much. And not only does it help us, but all this different information here, what we have to do with all that is we have to put this in our database. So if a kid fills this out, hey, we love that they fill it out, we love that they're here, but it's a whole lot easier to fill out 60 of these and get the rest of the kids to do it online, because here's what happens then. Within the click of about three buttons, it gives all of it to me right there in the database. It's a wonderful thing. So I want to encourage everybody to pre-register, and we're going to continue to push that week after week after week, because I really don't want to see any of these things if I don't have to. But we have them just in case. All right? After that page, you are going to see a thing that says VBS daily sign out. We'll talk about that in a minute. Go past that to daily check in. So after the kid registers, they're going to go here to their daily check in sheet. This is going to be what's filled out at the registration table after day one. You're saying, well, what's the importance of me seeing this? I'm not working registration. This is what's going to go to the helpers and to the guides each day. So if you're a helper or if you're a guide, this is very important for you to hear. A couple things are very important for you to hear. First of all, please, 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 you're going to get this information, but please wait until your first activity, not during the opening rally, to get this information. With that, here's the thing. Some kids don't get here until 25 after, okay? Some kids are coming in during the skit. Some kids are coming in all during that opening rally. Some kids don't even get here until after that. So we're going to wait until we believe that the majority of the kids are in here. And then here's what you're encouraged to do. Let's say that you're on lesson first, 10 to 15 minutes into your lesson, or whenever you can do that, send your helper or your leader, whichever one that it is, your helper or your guide, into the commons to get that clipboard. I would encourage you to do that, because here's the thing. It's going to be a whole lot easier for you to get it than some of the registration people having to walk around and say, okay, well, who's here, who's here, who's here? It's a whole lot easier for you to go to the commons than for them to go somewhere else. Okay? Diane, what do I need to add to that?
Yes. Your guide, preferably.
Yes.
Your helper. 9:45, not earlier.
Okay. Your guide or your helper. So 9:45. So that means 15 minutes in to your next session there, we will have it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we'll talk about the sign out in just a minute. It'll have your daily check-in, and it will have your sign out. So I want to share this daily check-in, because I know that there are, and I'm so thankful for this, so many new folks this year who haven't joined us before. So this is what the registration folks are going to fill out, and you're going to have this as a guide. And with this, it's going to share with you much of the main information. Now, I need to talk to Diane about this. I think we're going to take away the person picking up. I was just looking at that. I just noticed that, because we've got it on the sign-in sheet, but we'll talk about that. But it'll look very similar to this. So then when the child comes in, they're going to say, let's say that their name is John Smith. Okay, well, John Smith's name is going to be on here. John Smith's a male. He doesn't have any allergies, so nothing's marked there. So as a guide or helper, you can say, John's got a nut allergy. Well, we don't have any snacks with nuts, but John's got a gluten allergy. We have to make sure he gets a gluten-free snack, okay? Then there's going to be several marks here. Now, as a guide, as a helper, this doesn't affect you. This is for registration, who makes a copy of this. If they're here, they're going to mark that. If they bring their Bible, they're going to mark that. I want to encourage the kids to bring their Bibles to VBS. And you're sitting there saying to me, Brad, why is it so important for them to bring their Bible? They don't use their Bible for the majority of things. Here's why. Because I want to encourage them to bring their Bibles to church, right? And I will say this as well this year. They can bring their cell phones as their Bible. I know enough kids do that. We'll count it, okay? But they have to pull it out and say, here's my Bible, okay? But we want to encourage them to bring their Bible. Okay, one of the most heartwarming stories I have heard from VBS is Sue Bilsing's hairdresser's daughter saying that I told them to take their Bibles with them wherever they go, and she was one night sleeping with her Bible under the pillow. It still almost makes me cry every time I hear it. Okay, we want to encourage them to bring their Bibles. As well, we want to encourage them to bring their friends. So what these things are then is each of these are going to be a ticket, okay? So what the registration folks do then is they take this and they mark it and then they write their name, or I'm trying to find a program, I haven't been able to find one yet, that will do this for them, where it puts it in there and it gives them then a chance to win those big prizes, okay? Now, every kid is going to get a chance then. The kid that's here Friday and that brings himself and doesn't have a Bible, but by the way, we will have Bibles out there for the kids again until we run out, which, praise the Lord, we do every year, which is a wonderful thing. What the kid will do is they'll mark that, or the adult will mark that for the kid, and they'll get that many tickets. If they bring a friend, then they will get up to, or they will get 5 tickets per friend they bring. Now, let's say they bring a friend. And they bring a friend, and their brother says, yeah, I brought that same friend. We're going to count it for them, okay? If the family brings a friend, all the kids get the tickets for it. We're going to be liberal as Delaware Bible Church can be, with giving these tickets out, okay? But here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing with this, and you got to help me out with this. These are the only things that they're getting tickets for. Because they're not going to get tickets for a special incentive that you as the guide or you as the helper do. This is all they can do it for, because then what happens is we get into issues of, well, second grade group B did this incentive and they get this many tickets, and this, we're not going to do that to the registration people. We're not going to muddy up the process with that. These are the things that they get the tickets for. The special promo is the dress-up day. What constitutes dress-up day? If they wear their VBS shirt, it counts. If they look like they're trying to be sciencey, it counts. If they look like a nerd, it counts, okay? We're going to count it. We're going to be as liberal as we can within this framework as possible, because we want the kids to be excited about those things. And then that'll go to their total number of tickets through the day.